Hi, you're listening to Mormon Channel Daily, brought to you by The Church of Jesus Christ of Latter-day Saints. I'm your host, Charlotte Kniep. And many LDS members grew up singing the primary song, Follow the Prophet. The song talks about Moses and Adam and Noah, prophets who performed spiritual as well as physical miracles. The last verse of the song talks about the need for a modern prophet in our world today. And there are so many political, economic, natural, and terrorizing disasters that happen all over the world on a daily basis that it just goes to show that we really need a leader who is a spokesperson for God on the earth. However, it can be a trial of our faith to follow the prophets. While President Thomas S. Monson might not be parting the oceans or leading us to move to a new land, he is in direct contact with Heavenly Father about how to best help us avoid unhappiness in this life. President Russell M. Nelson recently gave a CES devotional directed to millennials about how to live up to their true identity by doing four things. And one of those things was to follow the prophet in faith. Melissa Gallo is a student here living in Utah who saw the devotional and is here to share her thoughts on following a prophet with us. Thank you for being here, Melissa.
Thanks for inviting me.
So what were your thoughts on the devotional overall?
I didn't expect that it will be so powerful. Like usually they talk about marriage or how to go well in schools and work and all that stuff. But this, I don't know, was like the answer of all my prayers. Talk about who we are, what we should do, was really powerful for me.
Yeah, sounds like you really liked it.
Yeah.
So what is an example in your life when you followed the prophet and you were blessed for doing so?
Well, these last couple of weeks, I especially decided to follow those counsels, like advices in this talk. Mm-hmm. So I started to read my scriptures every day and ask like specific questions for that reading. Like I start with a prayer and then I ask a question and then I try to find it in this verse of chapter that I'm reading. Elder Nelson asked us for ask about who we are, like know for ourselves who we are. And I was like, I already know who I am. I know that I'm daughter of God, but it's like just the concept. I really didn't understand what that means. And when I asked the question, just because he asked us to do it, the answer was amazing. Like, I heard that. I feel like I heard the voice of God. It was a simple scripture, but I feel like I know who I am. If we follow the prophet, even the simple things, like, he just asked us, ask this question. And I did it. And the promise that he gave, like, it will change after that, is true.
Yeah, so you asked God to sort of confirm to you your identity as his daughter, and that helped you out a lot. How does that make you feel?
Well, it changed everything because, like, sometimes we do things because I have to do it. But when I really understand that Heavenly Father asked us to do it, it changed because I want to do it because it pleased him. Like, he will be happy if I do this. Yeah. I start to read my scriptures every day, and if I don't read it that day, I feel uncomfortable. Like, I didn't complete my day. And I pray every day. I go to classes. I try to do my best just because I know that I can do it because I'm daughter of God. And when I understand that, everything changes.
Why do you think some people, especially people our age, might find it difficult to follow the prophet?
Because there's a lot of voices in that world. Like we hear that, oh, you have to focus on your studies or work. And we start to listen less and less and less what the prophet says because we think, like, I don't have time for that. Mm-hmm. I don't have time to do all the things that the prophet needs me to do. It's like, oh, this is too much. Mm-hmm. But it's not like if the prophet can do all the things, like he traveled around the world, he has so many appointments and he is old and he can do it. Why I can't?
Right, right. It's like we have no excuse not to try and be our best selves. So how do you personally know that the prophet is speaking for God? How do you have a testimony of that and how did you get your testimony?
Well, I always remember the scripture that Jesus Christ says, like, you will know if I'm saying these things by myself or not if you do it. So sometimes when the prophet says something, I was like, is this really true? But I know that he's a prophet, but when I'm doing it, I feel like, yeah, it's from God. It's the only way that we can really know if we apply what he says.
It's like experimenting. You hear them say something, and then you're like, oh, I'm going to try it for myself. Yeah. And then you actually have that knowledge within you that, oh, this actually does make my life better. And I do feel peaceful. I do feel the spirit when I do these things they're asking me to. So how do you think someone else
could find out if the prophet is true. If they're really struggling, you know, they might be thinking things like, oh, the prophet's so old, they don't know what I'm going through, they're so out of touch. How would you advise them to gain their own testimony?
Well, I would suggest, like, just desire to have the testimony.
Desire?
Yeah. Like, if you want to know, like, if you doubt about it, like, if it's true that he's the prophet, but you want to have the knowledge that you want to believe, it's a good start. Like, sometimes if I'm not sure about something, I ask, like, Father, please help me to want to do it. Because I don't, like, I really don't want. But if I pray, like, please help me to find the desire to do it or to obtain that testimony. And then, like, tiny lights of the Spirit will come and will assure that testimony later. But just with a tiny desire, it helps.
Yeah, no, it's like what Alma says in chapter 32. If we start with just this desire, like you were saying, even this want to believe, yeah, and we let that grow and we let that move us to action, then that really will increase, yeah, our testimonies just naturally. So that's so great. Thank you so much for being here. I really appreciate it.
Thank you.
So to listen, watch, or read the full CES devotional with President and Sister Nelson, you can visit mormonchannel.org. And our quote of the day comes from that devotional from Elder Nelson, and he says, "You may not always understand every declaration of a living prophet, but when you know a prophet is a prophet, you can approach the Lord in humility and faith and ask for your own witness about whatever his prophet has proclaimed." Thank you so much for listening today. Mormon Channel Daily is brought to you by The Church of Jesus Christ of Latter-day Saints.